Which of these U.S. universities has the largest number of undergraduates? University of Central Florida, Ohio State, Arizona State, or Michigan State? When it comes to undergraduate enrollment, the University of Central Florida and Texas A&M University have the highest numbers. Despite some colleges' plans to carefully resume in-person instruction this fall, several campuses nationwide have seen flare-ups in coronavirus cases. Many of them have been blamed on students getting together off campus. But outbreaks, along with daily concerns about the disease itself, have led more than 75% of America's colleges and universities to opt for virtual classes. And one of the many challenges that brings is how do you make sure students aren't cheating on tests? There's artificial intelligence software that aims to help. What it does is use a computer's webcam and microphone to monitor students while they take a test. This can check their identities, it can detect if someone else is in the room, or even if the student's face is looking away from the computer. After this is recorded during the test, the video and audio can then be sent to the professor, who can review anything suspicious. A project director at Harvard University says cheating is a problem in higher education, but monitoring software can bring some problems of its own. Some students have said they're not comfortable being recorded on their computers while they take a test. Some have said they're not convinced that AI technology is able to accurately tell if they're cheating. One assistant professor at Brigham Young University, who tried out one program before COVID-19 took hold, says it rated the behavior of every student in his class as at least somewhat suspicious during the exam. Regardless of how teachers and students may feel about it, online monitoring companies say business has been booming in their industry since last year.